need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it may sound like I'm a broken record today, but seriously, if I had even one more person come up to me and say, Kev, you guys, the lineup that you've got here in New York on AM 970 The Answer, I just can't believe it's like the best lineup of all the talk radio stations in the city. And I said, you know what? There's a lot of people that are seeing it that way. We don't air anybody's podcast in drive time. We don't do stuff like that. We have consistent, reinforceable viewpoints with people that are serious commentators, and we give it to you from sunup to sundown every single day. So I'm grateful to get to be a part of it, and I just want to say thanks to everybody that came to the Salem Business Breakfast this morning. And if you live in another part of the country and you weren't able to be there, well, that's on you, but you can come the next time. We'll tell you about it, and you can come join us then. I sometimes am taken a little bit aback at just how awful the level of rhetoric has gotten in our country. So I get back from the breakfast today. I jump online. I'm doing research for the show, and we're following a number of stories for you. And you know, we're aggressively trying to get the best story on the air right up till the very last minute that we can get it on. And some days, slower news days. Today is one of those days. So I wander over to Twitter. And I see that a bunch of my friends from The Federalist, Bree Payton, Kelsey Harkness, Bethany Mandel, who's not there anymore, but she was there for a long time, Mary Catherine Hamm, a number of others, are all being just excoriated by this former Republican op, Sherry Jacobus. She writes for the USA Today, and she's very pretentious, and she was all up on her high horse about who funds The Federalist. Evidently, this has turned into a thing in the Beltway. The Federalist is a privately owned website, and they don't tell who owns them. And I talked to no less than six contributors today, and I asked all of them, I said, have you ever had your story changed when you've turned it in? And they said, not at all. So there's these weird people that should be on the same team that are conspiring theories about how this website's going down and so forth, and it's just ridiculous. Well, along those same lines, then I flip over to Twitter, and I see in my news feed a note from the Washington Examiner. You know, we lost Barbara Bush yesterday. Big loss to our country's history. Wife and mother to two presidents. And a fellow by the name of Roger Stone said, literally, she's descending into hell right now when asked about his thoughts. Now, the man may hate her, but to do that on someone's grave... And, you know, Roger's one of these guys. He says he doesn't want anybody to like him. He actually does want to be liked. But what a jerk. What an absolute jerk, Roger. I don't get it. So today, Roger Stone's not on my happy list. In fact, he's beneath tax collectors, drug dealers, murderers, rapists, and human traffickers at this point. And if he wants to apologize, we can change that. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.